Meyerbeer's L'Africaine, from which this number is taken, was the composer's last work, and it contains some of his finest music. The book, of a highly romantic character, has the famous Portuguese discoverer, Vasco da Gama, for its hero. He is beloved by a Portuguese maiden of noble birth named Inez, and at the same time has won the passionate devotion of a dusky beauty named Celica, a queen in her own country, whom he has brought home as a slave from the tropics. Now his one wish is to set forth again and capture for Portugal the distant land which he has discovered. His proposal is rejected, however, by the Council of State at the bidding of the Inquisition, who condemn the project as irreligious, and he himself, through the plotting of one, Don Pedro, his rival for the hand of Inez, is cast into prison. Here he is lovingly tended by Celica, whose devotion knows no limit. But the devotion of Inez is no less great, for she consents to give her hand to the villainous Don Pedro as the price of her lover's release. Having retained his liberty, Vasco learns that Don Pedro has himself set forth, taking with him Inez and Celica, to secure the land which his rival first discovered. Following quickly on his track, Vasco overtakes him in mid-ocean, but all of the vessels are eventually wrecked, and their occupants thrown on the shore at the mercy of the natives. The lives of Vasco and Inez are saved, however, by the intervention of Celica, now a queen once more, and the wedding of herself and Vasco is arranged. At the last moment, however, she learns that he still loves Inez best, and in the noblest spirit of self-sacrifice, she arranges for their return to Portugal and then destroys herself. This aria is sung by Vasco in the fourth act and is in the nature of an invocation addressed to the beautiful land which spreads before him and which he hopes to add to the colonies of Portugal.